Today, Iowa became the latest state to impose tighter limits on abortion access since federal abortion rights were overturned 2 years ago. Now, almost all abortions will be banned at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Before, they were banned at about 20 weeks. The move is expected to impact abortion access for people all around the Midwest. We're joined now by Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Okay, so the Iowa Supreme Court upheld this law last month, allowing it to go ahead today. Explain how exactly it will work.
So the law bans abortion when cardiac activity is detected. This can be as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is before some people know they're pregnant. Planned Parenthood estimates it will block most abortions in the state. The law offers exceptions in the case of rape, incest, life-threatening situations to the pregnant person, or if the fetus has abnormalities that are fatal. So it's worth noting this is just the latest restriction Iowa has put in abortion. Mm-hmm. On top of this new cutoff, Iowa also has a 24-hour waiting period between an initial consultation and having an abortion, which makes the timeline even shorter to get an abortion under the new law.
And what's been the reaction to this new law in the run-up to today?
So anti-abortion rights advocates are celebrating the law going into effect, saying it's going to reduce the number of abortions in the state. Maggie DeWitty is the executive director of Pulse Life Advocates.
I've said many times that abortion is not healthcare and it's so harmful for women. And so by enforcing this law, we're moving a step forward in more protection for moms and babies.
So abortion rights supporters disagree with this. They say the law will increase health inequities and worsen maternal care outcomes across the state, and that it will just drive Iowans to travel to other states to access abortion care.
Yeah, say more about that. Like, how does this change abortion access all around the Midwest?
Right, yeah. Some states near Iowa, like Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota, have already enacted near-total bans on abortion. Iowa used to see patients from these states. This new law means not only will people in those states no longer be able to come to Iowa, it means more Iowans will likely go to Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota to access abortion care. Planned Parenthood says it's expanding abortion services in Mankato, that's in southern Minnesota, about an hour from the Iowa border. Brooke Zonley is the manager of the Planned Parenthood clinic there. She says they're expecting to see more Iowa patients now that the law is in effect.
It is devastating that people are going to have to cross state lines to seek essential care, especially when it is their personal decision that impacts their livelihoods and their families directly.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois tells me they don't have any plans to open any new clinics close to the Iowa border, but they're also expecting and preparing to see an influx of Iowa patients.
Yeah. Well, Natalie, you know, abortion is obviously a huge issue in the elections this fall. Give us an overview, like how many states have limits like this now?
Right. Yeah. According to the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, Iowa now joins three other states that have enacted abortion bans at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. And there are 14 other states that have near total abortion bans. So as far as elections go, Vice President Kamala Harris put out a video today addressing the new Iowa law, telling people to vote. And as president, she would pass protections for reproductive rights. Former President Donald Trump says it should be up to the states to decide.
That is Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you.